I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rothstein, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. It is Friday, baby. TGIF. Who is glad it's Friday? Is me. A bitch is tired. I am still trying to cool off, recover, see what I'm saying, from Sunday and just this whole week. Like, you can have one bad day that will throw you the fuck off. And you could never seem to recover from it. So tomorrow, like after 1 o'clock, once I finish this show, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep in the morning, and I'm going to have me a good night's sleep, wake up refreshed, and, you know, get caught up on my writings and everything like that, and do what I do. Tonight's special guest is Diesel. That's right. I heard them things go for 35. Yes, I'm selling dope till I'm 35. Yes, that's from the March Madness mixtape. He submitted that to me, and I love that song. So we're going to bring him back on the show. We're going to talk to him. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do what it do. For those of you that missed the show on Tuesday, oh, my God, that show was fucking crazy. Meal Ticket was on, then 50 Tyson called in. I was getting extra love, extra special love. Getting love from Meal, shout out to my bro, then 50 Tyson. And then we just had like an interesting anyway. So when my guests come on, it's all about them. It's all about them. I don't really got no topic, you know, just like the gossip and everything like that. Shit. If y'all got some gossip, call in, tell me. I'm like working and everything like that. I'm so like out of the loop, kind of, sort of, maybe a little bit, other than what I hear on the radio. Next week is the Core DJs Music Conference, the Mix Show Live in ATL. I plan on being there Saturday. So for all you artists, if you're not there, you're going to be missing a good thing. Now also, there's also another music conference in Chicago that following weekend. So you guys really need to get on your shit and go and like see what it's about and everything like that. So shout out to Mo, what's up my nigga? And shout out to the phone number in 7385. What's up? So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play my list of music, get that out the way, and then I'm going to sit back, relax. I need to be sipping some alcohol, but I'm too damn tired. I think if I sip right now, I'm not going to get through the show, and then Mo going to have to be the host for the night. And y'all don't want that. He ratchet as fuck. He's New York type of ratchet. So we're going to go ahead and get into like a 3-4 song set and, you know, bust out of here. So it's only appropriate that, you know, I start out with some Mill Ticket music because he's about to drop his album. Now, I'm going to play a song that I didn't have on Tuesday. It's called Sex Me. And this shit right here is actually going to be on my mixtape. So y'all know I'm great. Dropped a little R&B hip-hop mixtape. No, yeah, R&B hip-hop / rap mixtape that's dropping this month. It was supposed to drop last month, but, you know, I had some technical difficulties. Is called work. A bitch is working. So, boom. So here we go. Text me. Mill Ticket. Let me find it. Y'all know how I always got to scroll down and shit. Damn it. Now where the hell is that damn? I'm always losing shit. Damn. See, it's going to be down at the bottom. Just hold on, Mo. I'll bring you in. I got to play this song because I really, really like it. But I don't know what the fuck it is. Damn. This be my problem. Like, I'm always losing stuff. Shout out to Ashton. I can't find my music, Ashton. I think Mo did something with it. I don't know what the fuck he did. He did something to it.
Hey, lady.
How are you?
I'm doing good, trying to reach you. How are you?
Girl, I'm tired as fuck.
How was work?
Like, when I tell you I'm tired, I'm tired. I have to talk to you because I have to report this stuff and you're going to trip the fuck out. I'm tripping out. Like, I'm like,
what? Exciting.
Girl,
yeah.
Mo was being bad on Tuesday, so I had to mute him because when Bill Ticket was on and he, like, we talked about 50 Tyson, and 50 Tyson actually called into the show, I had to mute Mo because, you know, Mo ain't got no table manners.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mo.
What up?
How are you?
It's my radio show. What's going on? What y'all doing tonight? What's up tonight?
Yeah, I don't really got no topic. I'm tired. I mean, you know what? I had got some good ideas for topics today, right? But I don't want to waste them tonight because these are some ass topics. So me, Ashton, and a couple of women gotta be on this one. Then I gotta get you and some other men on it because the way that it was presented to me today, like, this will be a good relationship conversation about the shit that what makes a strong relationship and what fucks up a relationship. work with my mouth wide the fuck open. I was like, oh my God, damn. Now that you break it down like that, that does make a lot of sense. That is why a lot of relationships
are
fucking up.
Yeah. Hello?
So I don't know. So, I mean, we got Ashton Diesel coming back on the show.
I seen that. It had to call in.
Yeah, I got. Hello?
Yeah?
I said, we got a double whammo. You got me and my lady right here.
Yo,
the one
lady.
That was cursing me out. The one that was trying to put me on blast that night. Remember, Chalk?
Your lady?
I said,
your woman?
And we in South Carolina getting bit by big ass mosquitoes.
What you mean,
yo
lady? I
didn't
give you permission to cheat on me.
I ain't Cuban Lee. I'm not 50 Tyson. You ain't gonna be fucking up my
relationship. But, Mo, you promised me that I can be the next writer. How you gonna do that? Is she gonna share?
Nope, she right here. Ask her that.
No.
Say hell no. She don't do that.
Wait.
She said you might like her. Hell no.
I might like her?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for a pretty woman, but.
Wow.
You gotta put up with some shit to get some shit.
I'm in South Carolina at my family reunion and he's bugged.
Exactly, Chuck.
Ma, you need me to go ahead and do your favor, hang the fuck up on you. You forgave me, wow. Me and my lady? You the biggest hoe in Brooklyn and now you got a lady?
Huh.
Wow.
Amazing. You learn something new every day.
Yes! You sure do! When you called me last week and you was checking off on the phone, what was your lady?
Oh. And he's going to laugh that shit off all the way to the hangar.
I was right next to him.
Ow! So, did you catch it?
Did I what?
Did you catch it?
Did you catch it? No, I will not entertain this one. No.
You know I'm all about to get hung up on, right?
Yes.
Don't hang up.
He said his battery was low anyway.
Yes,
enjoy the
did.
Family reunion.
Yes, Mo. We're going to catch you on the flip side when you can be honest and stop fighting before
okay.
You get out there because
oh, Lord.
You're not being nice. You're not being a team player.
Girl, speaking of putting people on blast, yes, I did put a BBM on blast yesterday, last night.
What? I must have been asleep or working.
No, it was so fun, though, because he's been trying to get me to visit him in another state, right? And
would this happen to be Mr. ATL?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh. Anyway, so he's been trying to get me to come visit him in another state or whatever, and he's into network marketing also, but he does little here and there ones. He doesn't do the big ones. So he's been, you know, trying to get me to come out there, and last night, a chick puts his picture up on her display. So, you know, Super Sleuth Old Me was like, oh, look how cute. I never see you put a picture up of a dude. Is that your boo? She's like, yeah, they've been seeing each other for 10.5 months. She's going out there Wednesday to see him. He gives her the love word and the marriage word, and he wants kids. This man has grown kids, grandkids, telling this little 28-year-old that he wants kids and a life in, you know, South Carolina or Charlotte or some shit like that. All that love dove shit. But he stayed trying to get other chicks to come out and visit him.
Oh, shit.
So I hit him up last night, and he's like, oh, you need to stop fronting. You need to spend, you know, make some time for me. And I said, you know, I'm sure that you don't need my time. You know, I'm sure you have a situation or a serious relationship. Oh, I'm not in no relationship. I'm trying to get my life together, dot, dot, dot. I'm like, you sure about that, sir?
Oh, hell.
So he's like, yeah, I'm sure about that. I said, I'm about to send you an email now. And I emailed me and homegirl's conversation. And I told him straight up that she don't know me. She don't know that I know you. And I'm not about to break that girl heart. She's one of those chicks that so-called, you know, had her guard up, and she's really feeling this dude. She want to love him, too. She hopes everything works out. So I was like, I'm going to back off. So he went from denying the situation to, oh, most of the conversation that we had, she lied about, but he's going to give her the benefit of the doubt. If she straight up lied about certain situations, he wouldn't have gave her the benefit of the doubt, because no dude wants to be with an open out liar. But
nah.
Yeah, but he gave her the benefit of the doubt. That nigga was he was lying through his teeth so hard, to the point it went from he didn't know who I was talking about, he wasn't in no relationship, to he just spoke to her recently. She lied in most of the conversation too. He's going to try to make things work with her. All in one conversation.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, Lord.
He's
in North Carolina?
Huh?
But he's in North Carolina?
No, he's in Delaware. But he's talking about moving with her, moving in with her. But I'm not the only person that, you know, he's been asking to come out there. I'm just saying, niggas be trying to get that long-distance disease. Yeah. So, you know, these ladies be thinking they men is, you know, 100%. No, no.
Man, see, that's why BBM is so big, but it's too small.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Yes. Yes. And he had the nerve to ask me, so is that why you were not taking me serious? Dude. I don't. Like, I really don't.
Your bullshit instincts kicked in instantly. Your spidey sense just kicked in, like, bullshit.
You know how I am. I just do not give, you know, men the time of day, especially right away. Especially right away. It was just too funny. Mhm. Everything is eventually gonna come out the bag. Just gotta sit and be patient, observe everything. I enjoyed myself though. I enjoyed sending the email and waited for the response. Like, yeah. Mhm. Whenever you're ready to feed me some more bullshit, I'm here.
That old. I can't stand people like that.
I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Girl. You know what? We're gonna play some music. And are you on your Wi-Fi?
Yeah. You can text me or whatever. I'm here.
I'm going to play some music, and I'm about to text you while we go ahead and do our little music break. So
okay.
Here's your ticket. Text me in the first set.
Yeah.
the rain on me, put the pain on the yeah, I bust her down. Fill up with that 12 play, knock her down every single round. I pound pound that juicy good, cause I'm a pussy hound. Ain't no catching Z's, I'm ready for another round.
Sound hornier than the motherfucker trying to talk about sex.
Yeah. Sex me. Yes. Sex me good. No. Fuck that. Fuck me.
No.
Fuck me. That's right. Fuck the I want you to fuck my back is out of fucking trash, and that's what I need. A brother that can do that.
Oh my goodness. She be trying to be in the hospital after.
Yes, girl. I mean, I need a rough fuck. I need a rough neck. Hey. I need a motherfucker to push me up against the wall, pull them damn panties down, push my face into the wall, and be like, girl, you gonna take this dick right now. You gonna take all 6 inches.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah, he can't be doing me like that with 6. That's his day and age. Nah, I need more. So, what the hell you got going on?
With what? Life?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm in the middle of building the website. And, you know, that's it, pretty much. Getting my daughter ready for school. Getting ready for school myself. So, just taking it easy. The main thing is the website.
Everything you got this boo. I barely see you.
I don't have no boo no more. I ain't tell you what happened.
No.
Girl, that nigga left his Facebook. He left his Facebook open, right? Yeah, he left his Facebook open. And, of course, I looked. And one of the girls that he was, you know, kicking it to has the same birthday as mine. And, you know, I'm not the type to, you know, get mad if you want to see other people as long as you know it's a mutual thing. If you're seeing other people, I'm seeing other people. And, you know, you just get casted to the wayside. You won't be that main nigga. And that should be respected. But some men want to be the main nigga and still do their dirt. And that's where, you know, problems lie. But anyway, homegirl had the same birthday as mine. And he talking about he was trying to see her that day to make dinner for her. All kinds of violation in my book.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, dismissed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
wow, that's great.
Oh
my God,
don't. Yeah.
yeah, I found that out today.
Wow, I mean, those are two heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And there's proof, like there's proof from the state.
I didn't even look that part up, but when I told you that this person.
Wow.
Look at the last
check. That I do know. Oh my God, no way. No way.
Oh God, wait, hold on. Well, hold up. Because you know something that I didn't know.
No, I don't.
Yes, the hell you do.
No, I don't. I just know that that name rings bells, so. Let me ask my homeboy a question and get back to you.
Okay, now while you asking him a question, I am I spoke to Mr. Fireman last night. For a very long time.
Okay.
And that was very interesting. It's like we go a while without talking, then we talk again, and it's like we pick up where we left off.
Right.
And I guess that's like the beauty of our friendship.
That's true friendship, though.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm going to be your friend no matter what, you know? And we started out as friends, nothing ever happened, and we're still friends. So, it's not to be motherfuckers I meet in this shit that I'm going to keep as friends. It's a, like a very few select, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them just be like on some other shit that I'd be like, man, fuck you. Fuck that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And before we get off the topic, Mo hung up. Mo got some shit with him. My thing is, nigga, oh, you got a lady, but you want to be sending the pictures of your on BBM. Fuck out
of here. I can't deal. You know I can't deal with it.
Because you see, I was about to go there, and she was like, yeah,
I be riding it all proud. Get out of here, bitch. That nigga don't respect you.
I'm like, catch it. Did she catch it? She didn't catch what the fuck I was saying. Yeah, I was riding it, and she twirled her hair, and she was like, man, what?
I can't. Oh, it reminds me of when Ed Love and them have paternity Tuesdays, and one time this man was denying it to the damn end that he fucked some bitch and got her pregnant, and the wife was like, she just want to be me because she live in a project. She want me. She want my husband. She want my lifestyle. And the girl was like, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, that nigga fathered my kid, and that's that, you know? And the woman was denying it to the end, like, no, no, no. Come to find out, he was the father. She was so hurt and mad. You can't be, you know.
Okay, here come our Maury segment. The DNA tests in are in. And Tommy Joe, you are the father.
She was like, I'm going to kill him, and I'm going to kick him out my house.
You lying. You gonna fuck him one more time because that dick is good. Now see, this is what we do. We get mad when our men cheat, right? But we always be like, your ass gotta go. Pack your shit. But before you go, you gonna give me some good body. And we give them the best pussy that they done had with us on the way out the
store. Look, all of that is just ridiculous because some women don't leave. You know, some women stick it out, and some women see the bigger picture beyond the cheating situation. So, I mean, some women are like, oh, we married, we invested, we did a whole bunch together, like house, businesses, cars. I'm not going nowhere. And that bitch ain't getting my insurance money. So, I don't know. I don't know. I can't do the marriage thing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, me personally, me being the type of chick that I am, I'll be like this. Like, if I know about to, like, dump your ass and you done did some old dumb shit, oh, I'm about to fuck you. Like, I'm trying out for a starring role in a major movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna suck your dick so good that every pubic hair around your nut is gonna be naturally straight. Your toes is gonna have permanent bunions. And then when I get on the dick and ride it so good, you gonna be saying the Lord's Prayer and you just gonna be speaking in tongues. And then I'm gonna tell you to get the fuck out.
Huh.
And then I'm gonna write a blog about it.
Oh my God.
Oh shit, girl, this is the 35 on the line. Now, before I bring him in, ladies, let me just go ahead and tell you, Diesel is a fine specimen of a man, right? He's tall, nice little body, you know, he's eating good, so he got a little pouch. Not a little kangaroo pouch, right?
Uh-huh.
He has some pretty clothes. I looked at him at the pool. And he is very nice. And he's heavy-handed with a liquor bottle. So if he ever asks you if you want him to pour you a drink, say, hell nah. Because that shit going to be strong as hell. It's going to be 75% liquor, 25% liquor. So, with an introduction like that, it's only fair that I bring on Diesel.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Who is this?
Did you like your
Who am I talking to other than Chuck?
Aston, how are you?
I'm sorry, say that again, sweetheart.
I'm Aston, how are you?
I'm all right, Aston, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Diesel, did you like your introduction?
That's up to you, baby. This your show.
You know, actually, he didn't even hear the introduction. That's how people have to go back in the show. So when people call him up, just listen to the show, be like, yo, Diesel, really? Wow,
oh
you were upset about you before she brought you in?
So what's going on?
Well,
I'm doing good. Real good. Working real hard.
Oh, I can tell. I ain't heard from you in about a month.
Yeah, like I've really been busy. I'm trying to get this shit popping, baby.
So what's
that
going on?
We just did this huge show, Okaloosa, the rock and hip hop festival that they just started doing recently in Detroit and. 10,000 people in the fucking rain, and we shut that bitch down. So, you know, we ready to rock. We ready to rock. We got some tour offers. You know what I'm saying? So, we working on me and my cousin Ruth. We working on the project. We working on the Goon Squad album, and I'm also working on the mixtape and the album.
Oh.
Damn. That sounds
all
like a lot.
Yeah, no. This is what I do.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with you? Hold on. What's going on with you? Oh, man.
Oh, hold on. Ashton, I'm going to put you on mute because you got some of your background.
Got
it. Is that me or y'all?
No, that was Ashton. Like, she's at home, so she is picking up her background. So I'll bring her in to ask a question, and then I'll put her back on mute so it'll take out some of that music. But now, the noise, it's not your phone. Like, first and foremost, I have to say that I am a big fan of 35. So are a lot of people, you know? And everybody really wants to know how old you are. It's not my place to tell them. My daughter was like, Mommy, is Diesel really going to call in? because, you know, y'all had your conversation today. I was like, yeah. I was like, girl, you better call him and talk to him before he turned 35. So she started
you
laughing.
No, I thought you canceled the interview. So, yeah. I was planning on calling in the whole time. I actually just turned 34 June 21st.
So you got another year.
Yeah. Well, the concept of 35 was, you know, it was really encouraging the hustlers, you know what I'm saying, to find a way out, find an exit route. You know, trying to get an exit strategy going because the clock is ticking and the hourglass, you know, the sand in the hourglass is just, you know, is just about to run up. So, you know, that's just for my people, you know, my people, the homies, you know what I'm saying, black, white, Chaldean, Mexican, whatever. You know, so, you know, some of us forced into a way of life where you have no choice but to hustle, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the whole point in the song, the concept of the song is, you know what I'm saying, is to get the homies to, you know what I'm saying, find something else to do with, you know what I'm saying, with their life, because we all good at something, but we all seem to be channeling towards the same thing. We all seem to be gearing to be the same person, and, you know, we're all good. God gave us all our own special talents, and you know what you love, and you know what you know what I'm saying, like to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just up to you to apply yourself to it and make it your life. You know what I'm saying? Time for excuses is over. So when the radio stations here won't play the song because they think that I'm encouraging the sale of dope, but really I'm really saying, you know, I told myself I'm selling dope till I'm 35. And if you watch the video, you see that, you know what I'm saying, the police watching us, and we got, you know, the plot of the video, you know, it lays it out to, you know, to appear that, you know, that we selling drugs. We got the girls top. You've seen the 35 video, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the video, you know what I'm saying, it's like, ah, bitch, police run up in there, you know. Yeah, we run a legitimate T-shirt business. You know what I'm saying? So that was just, you know, just a way to, you know, they call it thug motivation, and that's just my way to motivate the thugs, because you could talk to them and tell them what they're not doing right and what they supposed to be doing, and you know what I'm saying. And some motherfuckers get out here and, you know, want niggas to sell more dope, but we all know that that's a dead end street. So, you know, either it's gonna end up in jail or dead. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a way from, you know, it's to, you know, to get my people to try to get our shit together. You know what I'm saying?
I can see that. I can really see that because, like, when I got the track for the mixtape, I was like, okay. And then it was like, I'm in the studio, and I'm drunk, because that's what I do when I'm doing shit. And when I did that intro, I was like, oh, my God, because I didn't know how any of that shit was going to pan out. I was just doing drops. And I think that introduction was good, because it's like, I went to the Fleet DJs music conference last weekend. So it's like, everybody's passing out their little projects and the little sleeves and, you know, the little flyers and shit inside of it and stuff, right? And then here I am handing out fucking, you're seeing the mixtape and how it's packaged and stuff, and they're looking at me like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, when artists are telling me that they're listening to my shit and they're fucking with it and the diversity, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because for me, it was very important to give artists a platform, because you in Detroit, you got your own fan base in that market. But when you're on a mixtape based out of somewhere else and you got, like, 15 different other motherfuckers from different demographics.
Right.
You already crossing over to where the fuck they at, and you ain't even have to leave the dirty D to do it. Well, motherfuckers know who you are now.
Yeah, I know the right people. You know, the homie Scotty Mack linked me up with you, and I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. You know, and I appreciate the realness that you did your damn thing on that mixtape, 100.
Oh, thank you. Now, what you don't know is I'm about to do a little special project, right? And it's going to be, I can't even say the best of Michigan, you feel me? Because I'm only fucking with certain people out of your area, which are you, Trick, Gov, Black Government, Paulie, and Big Knot. And then what I'm going to do is take artists from North Carolina that I know are strong artists and got hit, and that's all that's going to be on this project.
That's what's up.
It's
important that we put the real niggas together, to, you know, and put the real music and the good music together, because there's so many people making, you know what I'm saying, bullshit, and I'm not hating, you know what I'm saying? I respect the art form, I respect the genre of hip-hop, I respect the game, I respect, you know what I'm saying, the people that came before us. Like, it was amazing to see. You know what I'm saying? It was an honor to meet MC Shan, you know what I'm saying? Because I remember, you know what I'm saying, him and KRS-One doing the hip-hop battles back in 86, 87, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't for MC Shan, it ain't no Diesel, you know what I'm saying? A hood motherfucker that's going to get on there and, you know what I'm saying, and do what he do. But not do what everybody else do. And I think as artists, you know what I'm saying, we need to challenge each other, and we need to step it the fuck up, because a lot of this shit's starting to sound too much alike. And, you know, that's not art. You painting somebody else's picture, that's their picture. That ain't art, you know what I'm saying?
I agree, because when we was in Fayetteville, I'm still shocked, because it's like, you gave a good ass show, right? And then it's like, I'm going to have a shock moment right here. You was on stage, and I captured a picture, because you was performing, and you, like, you were just grabbing your shit, right? And I swear, I'm like, oh my God. He has, like, one of the biggest prints not to be on Frost, and he's performing, and I captured that image, and I put it on Instagram, and I'm like, when I'm showing the picture to my female friends, I'm like, yo, look at the dick on him.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a habit. I don't mean to grab myself, but hey, whatever.
Like,
you said, look at the print. It's so nasty.
Yes. Yes. They call Dirty D for a reason. Like, wow.
Uh-oh.
And then to see you perform and have it on video, and everybody's asking me for the video. I don't know what happened to people's camera people that night, but Paulie now was like, you got the video? Big Knot is like, you got the video? Black Government didn't even have footage of their show that night. I caught everything on my camera.
Ooh.
And I was like, fuck yeah. I'm like, okay. Even from being in the hotel room with fucking MC Shan, from you doing Eddie Kane Jr. by the pool, I even got when you jumped in the pool. I'm on video.
Oh, okay. It was called the motherfucker. I bet you wouldn't have dug that print after that. You see that prank come out that cold water. You be like, look at the little dick on that. Look at the little dick on that nigga.
I wasn't even trying to look at you like that because I'm like, you know what, Diesel, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then after the show that night, I was like, oh, my God. Wow, that's pretty good there. Then I had to go back to the room and stay with Scotty and Crazy Nate. They snored so fucking loud, I promise you. By 9:30, my ass was already on the road coming back home. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I thought you was about to say you rubbed one. I thought you was about to say you rubbed one out.
No.
Well, don't act like you don't be, dog. Don't be cute.
Actually, I'm saving myself for the right person.
So you don't masturbate, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I have toys and all.
Okay.
I haven't used any toys.
Oh, you ain't even used no toys?
Uh-uh.
That's, well, I'm proud of you, I think.
You think?
Very good, Chuck. Well, as much as you talk about sex, you know, I would think that would be an issue for you to abstain.
No, because what's been happening is the dudes I have been fucking when I was fucking, I haven't met any comeback dick this year yet.
Okay. I'm not up on the dick terms, of course. What is
comeback dick? I haven't fucked anybody that I wanted to go back and fuck again.
Oh. That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. Everybody deserves some comeback ass.
Nah, like they can be cool.
Nobody.
We can talk
okay.
on the phone.
Would I be rude to ask? How? Yeah, that would be rude. I'm sorry.
No, come on now.
No, I was getting ready to say, like, how many people is that then got the pussy and then laid an egg?
Let's see. I fucked for the
first time. That's a very intense question, isn't it? You getting interviewed now, this motherfucker?
I fucked for the first time this year in February when I went to New York. And what's crazy is he laid it down, but I wouldn't go back and fuck him again. I mean, he did this thing. I got a nut, and he got a nut, and he fell asleep across the bed with his pants down. You know what I'm saying? So he got. Oh. I mean, I guess I could have took a picture and blasted him, but I didn't even want to do. I wouldn't even want to be dirty like that. And
okay,
then,
so why wasn't that a comeback situation?
Because he became needy, and he was like, no. You know how you fuck a chick, and then all of a sudden she just get needy? She wasn't needy before, but then after you bless her with that good Detroit dick, things change, and she want to be clingy and start wanting to be shit. No.
That's that good shit to get do for you, though. That male or female.
You gotta
learn how to withhold some of that whip. You can't
like,
give
you know
it all to it.
I haven't given anybody any of the A game or the B game. I'm fucking niggas on the C game. The C game is average.
So you just kind of lightly tossing it back. You ain't really dropping the pussy on the nigga.
Fuck no. That'd be crazy.
Okay.
I'll never get rid of a motherfucker. I'm not even giving up the third game.
You are so confident in your snatch.
Of course.
That's pretty good. I'm like, you don't hear females talk like this. It's actually very refreshing.
I mean, if I was the type of chick that fucked artists, and shit like that, and rappers, I may have slid in your room with you and your best friend, had her go sleep with Scotty, because, like, woo, yeah. Yeah.
Why, hold on, why Big Head calling me like I ain't on like I ain't have an interview?
Because think
you,
about
listen,
the name
can
you
just text
said.
Big Head from your other phone and tell him I'm doing an interview?
I sure will. Hold on.
Yeah.
See, he got a big head for a reason. It don't, he don't retain a lot of shit. If he had a head reduction, he would be all right.
If he had what?
If he had a small head, he would be all right.
I don't know about that. Big head ain't got a lot of sense.
Now,
and then he called me right back. Like, do I really have to put the interview on hold?
No. I just tell you.
I know. I'm not gonna.
Okay, now, introduce 35 for me, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
Okay, well, this is my this is one of the songs off my mixtape with the homie Bully, PG, CM for life, GSM for life, Detroit for life. It's 35. Check it out.
Yeah. What up, Diesel? It's PGPM for life.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm selling dope till I'm 35. Blowing on the 35. For the kush, I took the trip and caught 35. Glock off in my pocket. I might just cock it and pop it. Hey, player, come to the D. We show you just how we rock it. Yep, I keep a spot in the bird. No, I don't sleep where they popping. And then early on in the morning, catch me right where that block is. Cause I'm back up on my grind. So hop off of my dick. Boy, you no longer respect. So gon' hop off of my claim. And you can hop off of them tracks. Not a flame on in my big. And anything that involve me, hop off of that shit. Hold this perfect. My jean jack, my true hat, my loop belt. These loud blunts, we blue 12. I pull stunts, I do well. This gold on, I'm cool felt. I'm cool felt, like who else? With no help, just two shells. That big sweeps and my team and my dream and myself. So fuck who don't like this. I'm strapped up, be like Liz. Go gamble, take your shot. Home roll your dice. Myself, I'm selling dope till I'm 35. Blowing on the 35. For the kush, I took the trip and caught
35, with windshield like Timberlake. That same time, I'm on fire. I check in room 135. Cut a split to all die. The other side, I'm pick it off and then serve it up for them doing live. They coming after that 8-ball. Wear it up at 3-5. Get a taste of this bar rock. They coming after me all night. My line is off the chain. I'm on about that chain. No, not can that Jane Lang. I'm not about them gang. Bitch, who can see my team? That's Room Squad. Mafia, we doing the goddamn thing. No brains, ho, who stopping us? We mobsters who prosper. Eating Kobe beef and lobster. So think for you speak, ho. You dealing with some monsters. Turned up another level. I'm on 11, you on 10. It's all raw. Respect the winner and all my niggas is born to win. So take a L. With Wheel of Fortune, I'm buying vibes. I buy them all. I'm damn near like 35. That's high ball. That's high ball, bitch.
Yeah.
Damn. 35, 36, 37.
Woo. Yeah.
I need to catch something.
You need to catch what?
I need to catch something. I ain't swallowed in such a long time. I think I forgot how.
You say you ain't swallowed in a long time. Well, shit, according to you ain't had no ass in a long time either.
I know.
You ain't had no get back, no call back.
I mean, like, niggas I be fucking, I ain't trying to suck y'all dick. I just want to get a nut. And then after that, I don't even want to be your friend no more. And that's bad, kid.
That is so rude. Yeah, that's rude.
But
you gotta suck. You gotta suck dick. Don't you want your pussy, eh?
Because not everybody can eat pussy. No.
Uh-huh.
No. I will smack the shit out of a dude for not eating pussy right. No, I'm good.
Sorry.
I mean, if a chick didn't suck your dick right, how would you feel? Feel violated, right?
Not so much. Depending on the circumstance. You know what I'm saying? It's always good. It's never a bad time, but it don't always have to go down. Sometimes niggas just want some pussy, sure.
Yeah. I think head is a privilege. So if a motherfucker is privileged to get his dick sucked, at least a bitch sucking it should know what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, I agree. Not only is head a privilege, I feel like head is the ultimate form of submission. It's got such an edge to it. It's like, I love you. I want you this much that I'm going to do this for you. Yeah. It's a great thing. Head is good. Let's give it up for head. Do you got some sound effects in the background to clap? Let's give it up for head. Come on. It feels so beautiful, don't you agree? We're going to clap for head. Yeah, across the board. Head for males, head for females. Everybody just get some hair right now. If you're on the radio, you're listening, just go ahead. Just look over at your partner and say, what do you feel like, girl? I'm joking.
Head is good, but chicks, don't get it confused. When you give head, it's a must that you swallow.
I agree. There's nothing worse than somebody who will suck your dick and then turn it the other way when it's time to nut. I agree. If you're going to do it,
yeah,
do it right and do it all the way.
Yeah, like, that's just like, say for instance, it's like a bitch sucking your dick, right? And then she gets tired, but you're about to come. And then she stops. Like, that's the ultimate disrespect. Do not suck a dick if you're not going to suck it all the way through. Like, complete the act.
So you have to commit to the dick.
Yes.
For that 10 minutes. If it takes you 10 minutes, then you probably don't know how to suck dick.
Well, how long does it take a bitch to make you pop?
If she know what she's doing, it don't take long at all.
Word?
Like I said, I feel a special way about here. Like the way it look, like the right amount of slob, the hand twist. All of that go into the feeling. So I ain't gonna bail out on you. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to throw down, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck you like you need to be fucked. If because you can't fuck everybody. And as much as pussy get thrown around, not only in my direction, but you know the hoes is winning out here. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga ain't really got to do much, but all he got to do is really, you know, have that polished exterior, and you can get a woman to do anything before you do anything for her, you know what I'm saying? And it's not about you do for me, I do for you, but, you know, I do feel like, you know, that kind of shit, like you gotta work up on that. And then some nights, you know what I'm saying, it is just a primal thing, you know what I'm saying? It is just like an electric attraction, and you have to be an adult to know how to handle that mentally and understand what that is, and don't turn that into, oh my God, I love this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh my God, I love this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You build an infatuation when you do like that. So when you do it like that, and sometimes it work out. You know, each case ain't the same, but I really feel like you know what I'm saying? Women don't really, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really hard, you know what I'm saying? So with it not being hard to get a bitch or get no pussy, you really have to be careful, you know what I'm saying, who you seeing, real talk, or you have federal attraction or a bold-ass itch. Sorry.
You feel, because I'm going to fuck you up with this question. Now, the last time you was on, okay, now, I can't remember the last time you was on the show, but we asked you a question, and you was like, yes. So, from the last time, from being on the show to now, have you paid for any pussy?
No. I have before, but I haven't since.
I was just seeing if he was keeping the money in the pocket, so I was just, you know, I was just trying to see what's going on.
I got shit to do, and like I said, I'm, you know, if I'm dealing with somebody like that, then, you know what I'm saying, I deal with somebody like that, and it ain't, you know what I'm saying, ain't never going to be no here, give me the pussy and get out, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, once you get older, you know, that kind of thing is a gamble, you know, especially when you had girls trying to steal shit in your hotel, and, you know, bitches be crying, rape, and that, like, it gets real serious out here when you're dealing with these crazy bitches, so you got to be careful. So, no pussy purchasing.
Because, like, if it's really like what I seen on stage, shit, I ain't gonna cry straight. I'm just gonna be like, the whole fucker slaughtered me. Like, damn.
No, see, it ain't even gonna be no, you know what I'm saying? It don't be no whooping like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put the smash on the pussy, but it's gonna be correct. Like, you're gonna be like, God damn, like, not so much shit, my legs, you know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing.
Oh, so you ain't giving out nerve blocks with the dick. I like that.
I ain't who?
You're not giving out nerve blocks where you, like, hit the bottom of the pussy, and then for a female, when a dude touches the bottom, it sends out this crazy feeling, and it makes everything tingle in our body.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with all the important areas.
I bet you
inside and out.
I swear, you know what, Diesel? I love you, and we've never even fucked. All we've ever done is just hugged each other and drank and had some whack-ass champagne at that club.
Yeah, what the fuck was that shit?
Oh, boy. Damn. Nothing I would ever want to drink again.
Yeah, I don't remember that shit either.
And see, you performed this song that night, and I had never heard that before because you be holding out on me, and I thought we was cool, you know what I'm saying?
No, never that, baby. I just thought Scotty had sent it to you. Like, once I sent it to him, I thought that he would just, boom, send it to his, you know what I'm saying, his people, you know what I'm saying? But
man,
I know next time that I got to sing you the song, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready to introduce that song for me, and then we have some questions for you?
What song are you talking about? I'm sorry.
That paper.
He sent you that paper?
Yes.
Did he send you Like Me? Did you? I thought you already had that paper. I'm sorry. We having a sidebar conversation right now.
I didn't have Where I'm From, Like Me, or that paper. I got that paper on video because you performed
okay.
It that night and stole my laptop.
Okay, well, this right here is my first single off the mixtape, That Paper. I'm 25-8-3-6-6. Let's do this.
Yeah, bitch.
That paper. You know what?
That paper.
It's like, I'm starting to meet a lot of artists that come on my show, right? And sometimes I never know how they're going to react and how they're going to act, right? And I would have to say, on the Super Jam weekend, you and Trick Trick and everybody made me feel so welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
we family.
Yeah,
it don't take long to realize the motherfucker is your kind. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
You know, you are kind, so absolutely, you family.
So see, like, if I don't do it this weekend, I'm going to do it this week. I was trying to get in touch with my video guy so I could, like, get the little graphics and stuff like that with everybody's logos so I can upload the videos and stuff like that. But I'm kind of like, you know, we're sitting around the pool and Trick Trick told me he saw my draws. I'm like, wow, can I really put that up? Like, I'm like that fucked me up because I was, like, a little embarrassed that he saw my draws. And I'm just like,
yo, ass ain't embarrassed nobody seeing your draws. You just talking about you ain't swallowed in a while. What the hell is your draws?
Because you got to look at it like this. With you and your brother, right, I have a certain respect. Y'all like on a different little pedestal versus other artists that come around. You feel me?
Absolutely
so,
not.
No,
absolutely not.
Me,
we all the same.
I tell you this. The reason why I say that is because of our interaction. Because y'all keep it real. Like artists will come on here and they won't keep it real. They won't keep it hot. You feel me? They feel like they got a front.
Trying to maintain what they think they're supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, if you ain't getting no pussy, it's okay to come on my show and tell me you ain't getting no pussy. I'm not trying
to
fuck you.
No, it's not. Niggas be lying on their dicks since they was 12. It's not okay to not get pussy.
But they're being honest. I respect the niggas that says, you know what, Chot? Bitches ain't giving me no pussy and I don't know why. Because I'll go through the Rolodex, the BlackBerry, and iPhone, and I will find them some pussy because they was honest.
Okay. Well, now that they know that, you just lay it down that gangsta's public service announcement. Chalk Mommy will get you some pussy if you ain't getting none. Dig that.
Or if you in the Detroit area, like, go to a Diesel show and try to get backstage, and what he ain't accepted, you can get. We're going to co-sign that. I can't say that it's going to be a bad bitch, but it will be a bitch.
Oh, no. Nothing but bad bitches at a Diesel show, baby. So far. Yeah. Ain't nothing but bad bitches at a Diesel show, baby.
Oh, my God. Now, what, are you guys for movies in store? Like, you working on a movie? Because actually the video 35 to me was like a mini movie.
Yeah, and you know what's a prequel to that paper, the video. So that paper video is going to be at the next level of organized crime through female activity. You know what I'm saying? The females are going to be the ones getting their hands dirty, but it's still Goon Squad Mafia. You feel me?
Wow. Now, to me, I feel like smoke weed every day set the tempo for 35, because I'm like, yo, these niggas is crazy, because y'all was like, really? Smoking weed, and I see weed all over the place, and I'm like, damn, I need to go to Detroit and find some of that weed, bring it back to Greensboro, and I'm going to be good. Like, because ain't nobody ever had that before.
Yeah, we got some real good OG going on around here, and we actually got our own brand of Kush. It'll be It'll be ready in about 3 weeks. It's like you hear me saying the verse. Hold on 1 second. The valet hat. What's up, bro? You all right, baby? How you doing? I'm doing an interview. What's up, man? What are we doing?
I got
you. Okay. You want me to pull up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, the Goon Squad Cushions, AK-47. And, shit. OG. Pure OG and AK-47. That's Goon Squad Kush. So, it's a hell of a combination, and it's our thing, and you gonna be high. Did you smoke with us?
I don't smoke, but I mean, I smelled it, and I swear, I'm used to seeing blunts. Those was the longest and biggest joints I've ever seen since a Cheech and Chong movie.
Right. Well, you know, when you smoke joints, those. Those papers are just 100% like paper. There's no dye. There's no, ain't nothing in it that, you know what I'm saying, that you know, that add toxins to your body or, you know, no tar, no none of that. So when you smoke in those papers, you literally just smoking or burning weed. So that's what you want when you're smoking instead of smoking. You know, I don't really like smoking blunts, but I will if I have to. And, yeah, that's how that works. But I'd rather smoke papers because you get that whole kick of the weed, all weed.
Last time I seen somebody smoking papers was when my mama used to smoke joints back in the day before she found the Lord.
That's the OG shit, baby.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh. And when I smoked weed back in the day, every now and then, it's like, you know, tops rolling paper or whatever. Now, I don't know how to roll a blunt, but a joint, I can roll it. But I have this thing, it has to be straight because it has to be cute. And so that's how I would do it.
You
so
should
now,
say that one more time. My little brother walked up to the car. I'm sorry. They being
rude. I know how to roll a joint, and it has to be straight and neat.
Okay.
I don't know how to roll a blunt. I can't fuck with no blunt. But the rolling papers,
well, it's practically the same method.
No, because, I mean, I guess if you cut the little round part off, which, you know, some people do, and you get rid of the tobacco and all that. I don't got time. That takes too long.
Now you being lazy.
I mean, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. When I go see my son this weekend, if he go smoke a blunt, I'm going to be like, yo, Mike, let mommy roll your blunt. And he going to look at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, no, I'm trying to experiment. I'm trying to see if rolling a blunt is better than rolling a joint.
Right.
I'm gonna be
we're
like,
going to get it in.
He told me to experiment.
He told me
to
right here. I don't know
what that's what I'm going to do. So what are you
going to
perform tonight?
No, the homie bad luck here. Right here, dog.
Move those
three
songs right here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, the homie Bad Luck in town. So, you know, that's L.A. family. So we out here to see. He got this bitch banging in the club off the chart.
Well, you know,
this shit slapping.
I've been working. I would have came to Detroit already.
I'm sorry.
I said, if I wasn't working, I would have already came to Detroit, or, you know, I would have already came up there already.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already know. You come out here, the blue carpet going to be all the way out.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me that, because hopefully.
Yeah, we gonna have some good weed for you. We going to have whatever you need, wherever you want to go eat. and somebody gonna fuck your brains out. Don't. We'll find somebody. Somebody within the family.
Okay, because Skull and Big Head is definitely out because y'all will never hear from them again because I'll be not hurt their feelings.
Okay, you know, that's Goon Squad. That's Goon Squad front line. Them the main guys, main soldiers. So they're right here, and I'm getting ready to tell them exactly what you said. Now you want to repeat that?
Tell them.
Hey, y'all, Lo. Hey, y'all. I'm on the interview with Chalk Mommy. She said Big Head and Roscoe is definitely out the equation because she had y'all so fucked up, y'all lose y'all minds. And she gonna whip that pussy on you, Roscoe. What you gonna do about it? Sound like they scared, y'all.
I know. That's why they wouldn't let me in their room when we was in Fayetteville.
Who didn't let you in their room?
They didn't.
They didn't?
No, and they.
All right, I got a question for you since you always asking nasty questions.
Okay.
Say Big Head and Roscoe would have let you in the room. How many people you got listening right now?
I got about 20 something.
You got some folks.
Right,
you got some folks tuning in. Okay. Say Big Head and Roscoe let you in that room that night after that show. How Chalk Mommy would have represented in the room? You gonna go one in the back, one in the front? You gonna take it hardcore?
I would have been a cum blocker. I would have made sure they didn't get no pussy, and we all would have went to sleep.
You said you would have made sure what now?
I would have been a cum blocker. If I'm in the room, ain't nobody else coming in there, but I wouldn't go get them no pussy. We was all going to go to sleep.
What you talking about a cock blocker? How you'd have been a cock blocker?
I would have been, like, if I'm in the room with them, ain't no other female coming up in there. It's just me. But we ain't fucking. We just going to sleep.
Well, why is you going to go in their room in the middle of the night? Why you drunk after a great show, after a great time in North Carolina, and not at least give one of the homies some head or a hand job or something shit? Nah, we just gave it up for the head. We just clapped it all the way up, and now you reneging on me.
Because they are friends, and there are just certain lines you don't cross because it can fuck up a friendship.
Okay.
So
No, it's all love. It's all love.
Yeah. And then, Big Head look like his dick's long, so I ain't really want to put him out there.
Hold on, Roscoe. She said Big Head look like his dick's small. Oh. Clown. Hold on. I don't think he gonna appreciate that. Hold on. Now you finna have beef on sight. Now Big Head in your corner. She said look like your dick's small.
You'll never know.
He said you'll never be able to do your show. He said he's going to fuck your throat all the way up.
Tell Big Head don't go there. Tell Big Head don't even go there because he knows. He knows the conversations that we have.
She said don't go there, Big Head.
No.
So what's the questions you got for me? I'm asking you questions. I'm on your head about it.
So, huh? You know, people are texting me and they want to know, are you single?
I'm about that business. That's it. I really don't feel like that it's fair to the next person because if I do something, I'm gonna do it all the way. So if I get with somebody, you know what I'm saying, and we get together and the shit. And one thing I don't like titles. I don't like specifics. I don't like, you know what I'm saying. If we fuck with each other, you know what I'm saying. Stop trying to label it. Stop trying to put it in the box. I fuck with you heavy, and you know I do. So leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always be loyal. I'm going to always be honest. But when it comes to, you know, a relationship, it's just like, it's one of those things where, like, it ain't going to be fair to no woman. A woman need attention. You know what I'm saying? Not too much, you know what I'm saying? But a woman need attention. A woman need to, you know what I'm saying? A nigga home in the evening, you know what I'm saying? And right now, I can't, that ain't my thing. I can't do it, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I wake up in the morning, I got five things I got to do on jump. You know what I'm saying? Fresh out the house.
I can respect that answer because I think a lot of people get bogged down with titles when the titles are too premature or females start having those unspoken rules. And some men do. I feel like if we fucking more than three times a week, then you know 9 times out of 10, you the main one getting the goodies. You feel me?
Right.
When we go out, the respect is there, but when you ain't with me, that's your space. That's your time for you to do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. I can't be mad at that because you're giving me my time, but at the same time, you need your time to do whatever it is you're going to do. And a lot of
But see, I'm gonna fuck you up with this, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off, but see, a lot of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers is, you know what I'm saying, selfish as fuck, you know what I'm saying? So a nigga make a woman think she everything, she the wife, she the woman, she the baby, she the, you know what I'm saying? And that's only, you know what I'm saying, that's only an attempt to keep her from fucking with other niggas. Not saying that she would, not saying that she wouldn't, but so many people are selfish and can't be honest because they can't handle the fact that a woman that they fool around with could possibly fool around with another nigga. Well, that's where, you know, you ain't never met a nigga like me because I encourage the women that I see to go on alternate dates. You know what I'm saying? Go on, go see, you know what I'm saying? Go have some fun with somebody else. That way, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you making a move, then you make the move. Not saying I won't be fucked up by it. Not saying, you know what I'm saying? I don't care or no shit like that. Because if I fuck with you, I care. If I fuck with you, I care. You know what I'm saying?
See,
Instagram a picture of a stripper with one leg. Ah, get the fuck out of here. These niggas got a picture of a stripper with one leg. Wow, tag Chalk on there, Lowe.
Oh, and only in Detroit.
You done pissed big head off, Chalk. You done pissed big head off, baby.
Tell Big Head I love him. Tell Big Head with a name like Big Head,
you
gotta have one or two big heads.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, the whole relationship thing is really complicated, you know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? I call you in 2 weeks, we break down relationships to a T, you know what I'm saying? In my point of view, because I feel like somewhere along the way somebody done told us some fucked up shit, and we following the wrong rules, you know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother subject.
Good, because earlier tonight I was just talking to Ashton because I was talking to Grandmaster Jay and he was breaking down relationships, right? And he was like, now that's a topic you need to have. And I was like, I need to have an even amount of men and an even amount of women because he brought us some real nigga shit. And I was like,
yeah, it's the reason that women overpopulate men, and it's the reason that women are more willing and more accepting to, you know, maybe kissing a woman or you know, there's a lot of gay shit going on, you know, whatever. Your boat, you paddle that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about who gay, who not gay. That's not my business. Diesel. You know what I'm saying? But you, it ain't a coincidence that women are, you know, women are sensual creatures, you know what I'm saying? And You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing for a woman to be in the mood to kiss another woman or rub it. You know, a lot of women in denial, but all women think about it. All women.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. Do you think a man can be bisexual or he just gay?
Well, I believe once, well, yeah, that's, you know, that's a fine line. You know what I'm saying? That's a fine line. It, you know, I feel like the word bisexual is just a way to soften the blow. You know what I'm saying? We're born to be male on female. This is the way we reproduce. This is the natural way. Animals, all species of animals, do it the same way. Man, woman, man, woman, man, woman. So with that being said, that's one thing in itself. That's the way it's supposed to be. So when you cross that line and you go there, I wouldn't necessarily call you gay, but I sure wouldn't call you bisexual because that's, you know what I'm saying? It's one way, the way it's supposed to be. And this is my opinion, the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Once you cross that line, you've crossed that line. You know what I'm saying? Don't mean, you know, you can switch back and forth, male, female, and you know, that's the same. That's one thing, but you're supposed to be with the opposite sex. And once you encounter the same sex, you've crossed that line. I wouldn't call you gay. I wouldn't call you lesbian. I wouldn't call you dyke. I wouldn't call you bisexual. That's just what you like to do. You're not born that way. I don't feel that you're born gay. You're born with a male organ. The male organ is supposed to enter the female organ to reproduce. God's plan is for us to be fruitful and multiply so mankind can live on. The more gay people, the less that happens. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But that's a whole nother conversation in itself.
Damn, I'm just saying you up for several return visits.
Yeah, I'll call you back tomorrow.
We gotta have you be the male voice because, like, a lot of men call in and they just be dumb. I think they just be talking just to hear themselves talk or whatever. And
right.
I just be like, really? Really? Because they can tell you what, they'll talk one way, right? But as soon as you get them on a one-on-one situation, it's like something totally different. It's like, yo, ain't you that same nigga that called in and these was your views, these was your opinions, this was how you expressed yourself? So how are you switching up?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that most people are just afraid to be themselves. You know, people feel like they have to be like other people. So that's why you find so many fads and trends. And so, you know what I'm saying? It's no wonder that guys wear skinny and tight jeans now because, you know what I'm saying, that's being put in front of them. It's no wonder that the younger generation is taking more drugs than ever before. You know what I'm saying? That's because that's what's being presented in front of them. So people really don't have no identity, and people will never have, you know, I understand social media has its purpose, but as long as people is in other people's business as soon as they fucking wake up, because most people just wake straight up, grab their phone and get to scrolling through Instagram or Twitter to see, well, who said or what happened to who or what who talking about or did this bitch say this or is this nigga still hating, you know what I'm saying? So people don't have time to be individuals because they so busy watching what everybody else is doing. You know what I'm saying? So the motherfuckers that get on here and can't hold a conversation and can't kick it about whatever the fuck we kicking it about, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's basically he doesn't have an identity. He does. So therefore he doesn't have an opinion. Because his opinion is based on what he think, you know what I'm saying, he's supposed to say, or he think shit supposed to be a certain way, so that's the way, you know what I'm saying, you're handling it. You know, one of the most awkward things for me, even though I'm a rapper and an entertainer, it's hard for me to do drops because I can't really jump into rapper mode. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard. I can knock them out, but they're very awkward because I feel like, okay, I'm turning on this specific thing because if I use my regular voice, it's going to be dry as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be like, yo, what up? You know how drops go, and they all basically sound the same. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes it so awkward for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an individual and I can't just lay out, yo, what up, this be, you know, motherfuckers gonna be like, well, he don't sound too happy to be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? The people just really needed to figure out who the fuck they is and what the fuck they good at. I know it sounds like a perfect world, but it's not far fetched. You know what I'm saying? People really need to seek their own business and their own future and their own, you know what I'm saying, plans and goals, you know what I'm saying? You talk to most of these motherfuckers out here, they don't got no plan. Most motherfuckers out here hoping and wishing. Hoping they're going to hit the Mega Million, you know what I'm saying? Or the Powerball.
Oh, now see, you got a point on that. And Scotty got his hand raised. I wonder what he got to say. We know he ain't about to talk about no sex.
What's up?
Hell no, not
while
I'm on the phone.
What up, Diesel? What's up, big dog?
What up, man? I'm telling y'all, I got like 30 people waiting on me to walk in the club. We all standing on Joseph Campo, like, they like, these are doing the interview. I really appreciate y'all patience.
Hey, man, I just had to check in with you, big homie. You know what it is,
yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
I just had to holler at you.
You know, I know this is the most ghetto and craziest shit that ever happened to the show, but we not really in the neighborhood to be standing on, you know, we all the way right out here, but I don't want them type of issues going on this Friday night. I feel good. I'm high. Just did a great interview with Chocolate City Radio, my motherfucking homegirl, Choc Mommy. And y'all don't know I'm 50 Tyson. That is the best video I think I ever fucking seen. But before I go, I think that shit was fantastic.
That shit was the shit, wasn't it, Diesel?
I'm going to tell you like this, man. That nigga is who he is. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. It's comical. But, like, he don't, you know, he's 50 Tyson. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate City Radio. Follow my homegirl, Choc Mommy. And, you know what I'm saying? Choc Mommy out here doing it big. And Chocolate City Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all, 100, I got to go. Hey, can I call in tomorrow? Are we taping tomorrow?
We can do tomorrow because you just fucked me up on that one, and I'm speechless because I'm just like, wow, oh my god.
Because we still gotta answer your questions. I know you want to get dirty, and I'm always getting deep. So, if we could squeeze something in next week, I don't want to hog all your time. I ain't even get a chance to talk back to homegirl who phone tapped by the feds. I didn't even get to her. That's my dog Scotty Mac called in. I didn't even get to hear his question. What's happening, my dog?
Hey, I ain't got no question, dog. I just wanted to check in with you, big dog. You already know what it is, baby.
Scotty, I'm appreciate.
Man, y'all, hey, man, you be careful, man. Well, I ain't got to tell you to be careful, man. You enjoy
We miled up out here. And the homie here from Cali, we 100, 100.
You calling in, do me a big favor. When you get home, text me and just say yes, so I'll know you made it safely, okay? Can you do that for me?
For sure. For sure. Yeah. I got
right,
you. Appreciate it. Hey, I don't know what you got scheduled, but let me know what you got coming up so we can sit down and kick it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so we can kick it on the air, so we can answer your nasty questions.
Okay, I'm going to call you tomorrow so we can set it up.
For sure.
All right, Jesus, dog.
Why, honey, y'all.
Tell Bighead I love him.
Huh?
Tell Bighead I love him and he my dude.
Hold on. One more time. Hold on.
Tell Bighead I love him and he my dude.
Fuck on, man.
He said you put his ding-a-ling question. I'll be mad at your ass too, Chalk.
I'm gonna hook Bighead up. I got him. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call you tomorrow because we gotta talk about when y'all gonna come down south again.
Yeah, we got him all down there real soon. Let's just set a bunch of shit up. Studio sessions, radio, whatever, and I'm there.
Okay, y'all have a good night, and I love you, Diesel. Be safe. Everybody, I say good night.
All right, love y'all too. Y'all be careful. Y'all be smooth. And I got your yes check. I got your yes check.
I'm going to holler at you tomorrow, man. All right, cuz?
Mommy, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you.
Ashton,
I'm mad.
Ashton Martin Music.
He said my phone died. I'm telling.
Listen to the music. Oh, my.
You too much. Oh, my God.
See the kind of trouble you get me into?
Girl, you started that on your own. I did not do that. That was all you. Oh.
Hold on. So, I mean, man, tonight was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Only on this fucking radio show do we get down dirty and to the nitty gritty.
Very interesting.
This show is so good, my daughter brought home a strike.
What?
Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy. Look at her. She got a robe. Oh, Lord. Every time that's about to be nasty time up in this bitch. She can't hear you. Ashton? Girl, she got the little Kuma, the little sukiyaki robe on it.
Oh, the kimono.
Yes. Man, she came up here looking cute with a little mini skirt and a tube top. Next thing I know, she done pulled out her little fucking Mary J. Blige bedroom outfit.
Get it, girl.
Oh, my God. So now you're probably, like, looking at the text messages and you're like, whoa. Because that's how I was. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, ha, 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 damn. We are most definitely having a, a sidebar as soon as the show.
Cool, no problem. Because that's that rarely happens. So you have to seize that opportunity.
Is all I can say. All I can say. Last night, I just got a tweet from the owner of Team Wolf. They are Wolf Stamp. Yeah, Team Wolf Stamp. and I'm part of that sisterhood. And he just hit me on DM, is like, he's calling. I was like, I didn't know who that was. Hey, Mr. T, what's popping, my nigga? Okay, see, now he on, he not talking.
Yo.
There he goes.
Hey, hello.
What up, yo?
How you doing?
All right, how you doing? What's good, yo?
Nothing. You called in? Like, you called in to talk nasty?
What the fuck you want to talk about? Just the wolf. You know, we can talk about whatever, you know?
Oh, my God. Do you hear that accent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He got the I will fuck your pussy to it is thriving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't play where I come from. That wolf shit's serious, you know? Like, we don't fuck around.
Oh, my gosh. And I got to go look at his picture. Because, damn it. We've been knowing each other for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that he was sounding like that. Oh, shit, man.
You don't want none of this over here, yo. Trust me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from the hood, Camden, New Jersey.
Oh,
Google
oh my God. That's the murder capital. My cousins live there.
Yeah, I'm from Camden. Yeah. That's where the wolves at.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like them bad boys.
Girl. He is a fucker for you right there.
Yeah, full throttle. Yeah.
I am just so taken back by his voice. Like, damn.
Okay.
I can see him in a wife beater, some boxes, and some Tims with his dick hanging out. Like, girl, I saw you bump this dick.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't do no talking. I don't even say it. I just go right in. Like, it ain't
you
doing
got a,
all that.
You got a video I can see? I mean, like.
I don't do no finessing and all that smooth talking bullshit. I just go right in, you know?
Wow.
I ain't doing none of that. Nah, nope.
Do you
got
an X-rated
rough like you
video
like
sample?
Huh?
You got an X-rated video sample?
Nah, but. I can make one with you in it.
Huh?
And the girl that's talking. Whatever, who that girl that chick that's talking, you too. I'm mine.
Nah.
You know what?
No,
I've been trying to get her to do it for a minute. And I got some little wolves, huh? Ashley.
No.
You might not have one of my little wolves for you fuck with me.
Too old for the rough play.
Too old, yeah. That's what you get over here. Ain't we ain't gonna do that. Ain't nothing finessing and
I'm
all
done, that. I'm WBLS.
Nah.
I'm not Hot 97. Mm-mm.
Nah. You get the monster. You get that wolf over here, yo. I'm not a nice guy, yo. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I can't deal with that.
Hey, that's how I go down where I come from. We fucked. Like, we fuck. We ain't none of that playing around. We fuck.
Oh, my God.
We got
God.
Reputation. We got reputation for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm speechless. Oh, my gosh. This has been a crazy night.
That's what you introduced.
Huh?
That's who you introduced me to.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. And then you know what's crazy, Ashton? We just sat the temple because, you know, we got Roxy Reynolds coming on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't never had no candy, nigga. She ain't never had no candy, niggas. None of that had none of that. This some special shit. Like, that wolf shit is special shit.
I can honestly say I've never had Camden dick. I've been to Camden before when I was a little girl, but I've never had any Camden dick.
Yeah. It's talking about a lot of liquor and a lot of stamina.
A lot of liquor and a lot of what?
A lot of liquor and a lot of stamina.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
How tall are you?
Yeah, what? Who, me? Yeah, I'm 6'1".
Oh.
And how much you weigh?
230.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah.
He might have some thick running around there.
Yeah, I go to fuck yeah, you know what I mean? See, it's like the candy chick, you feel me? Like they don't fuck with me because I don't go in. Like you gotta go in. Like you gotta smash shit out here, like.
Mm.
I mean, they don't play that out here. You gotta scrape them, like, you know what I mean? You can't play no games.
Go hard or go home, huh?
Yeah, go hard or go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no games getting played over here.
Tell everybody who you are and what you represent.
Oh, I'm the Team Wolf Stamp shit. Like, I'm the Team Wolf Stamp nigga. Like a lot of people always be asking, the Team Wolf Stamp shit, where it come from and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, around my way, like, we the wolf niggas, like, you know what I mean? We just move out like wolves where I come from, you feel me? So, like, me, when I jumped on the internet, I'm like, what, you know? I'm looking around, and I'm seeing chicks with the same pictures and stuff like that. I'm like, ho, what the hell going on here, you feel me? So, I'm like, ho. So, I already had some pictures with chicks with wolf on it, because I used to just put wolf on their ass, like, you know what I mean, with the marker, like, and just take pictures just for play, like. So I loaded my Jones up there, you feel me? And I was like, yo, like, there's too many fake chicks on here, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not getting on the internet talking to no fake chicks. Like, I said, look, if you can't do this wolf shit right here, then I can't talk to you, you know what I'm saying? So when chicks wanted to talk to me, I said, you got to do that wolf shit. You know what I mean? And then I just changed my name, Team Wolf Stamp. That's it.
And that's, like, one of the largest, like, movements. And I call it sisterhood on Twitter because I've been a member of Team Wolf Stamp since, what, like
2011? Yeah.
And I know I need to tweet more, but I gotta set it up because I retweet when my sisters tweet stuff. But they be having that fucking lazy app, and they good with that shit. I don't know how to work it.
Yeah, they be going crazy with it, like. Yeah, that shit crazy right there. But I be putting the pictures up when I be getting tired. Like I throw the pictures up and all that stuff. But you know, even I be getting tied up where I can't always put the pictures up. You know, it be like that. I understand. So, it's no big deal. Just the internet, you feel me?
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Yeah, he been fucking with it for a little while now, like. But it's like, you know, them. I be seeing them pictures. Them chicks be bad, you feel me? But the personality don't be matching them pictures. You know? I mean, I be like, ho, because there's a lot of niggas that go meet chicks off the internet. You feel me? I don't partake in that. Ain't my cup of tea. I like meeting bitches on the streets. You know what I'm saying? But it's niggas that go meet bitches off the internet. You feel me? So I kind of got the Team Wolf Stamp shit for them niggas. Like, you know what I mean? When they see the chick with the wolf stamp, they like, oh, yeah, shit official. I'll holler at her. You know what I mean? Because I know she real. Because she fuck with that wolf nigga. You know what I mean? So that wolf nigga, he don't fuck with authentic chicks. Like, you know what I'm saying? So pretty open thing for them. You know what I mean? It ain't for me. You feel me? I don't go meet them. But I will talk to them and shit, like, you know, if they want to holler at them on the phone or something like that, but I don't go meet them, and I like meet my bitches on the streets, like, I gotta, you know, I'm old school, like, I don't deal with the internet and all that stuff, I meet my bitches on the streets, so, you know, I know the new school niggas, they like meet bitches on the internet, ain't nothing wrong with it, but that ain't what I do, ain't my cup of tea.
So you meet them up close and personal.
Yeah, I gotta be up on you, like, in the streets, like, clubs, gas stations, corner stores, whatever, supermarkets, all that crazy shit. Like, I'm old school, like. I can't do the internet thing, but I would bone a chick, like, you know, the old way. If she look all right, that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said if she look all right.
Yeah, she look all right. Yeah, she look all right. I go in on her. Yeah, I go in on her, you know. And if everything work out, you feel me? I might have a couple of my wolf niggas go in her too, you feel me? And I just done with it, you know. I don't be doing all that cuffing and shit. I share with the family, you feel me? The wolf niggas, they share with me, so, you know. We look out for each other. One hand wash the other. I don't be doing all that cuffing and stuff. I don't be caring how bad it is, neither. Like, it'd be a lot of chicks that be bullshit, like, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to give them bullshit. I just pass them off to the niggas. Yeah, a lot of chicks be with that stuff, too. They be acting like they not with that until they get put in that predicament. And then they be with it. I just pass them off. Hey.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. So what do you have new going on?
No, I ain't entertaining or little rapping and all that shit.
I know that, but you always got stuff going on.
Nah, I ain't got no crazy shit going on. I ain't got nothing crazy going on, but I'll be checking out like some of the shit that be on the internet and all that stuff. Like, you see, everybody rapping nowadays and singing and all this crazy shit. Like, and a lot of them dudes be straight clowns and suckers. I'm about to make a security team. Like, so when you need protection, you have some candy niggas to protect you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of pussy ass niggas in that industry, so. I'm about to start something like that. That's what I'm really having, though. Wolf Protection. That's the name of my shit. But I jump online, I just do the, you know, the Team Wolf stand thing and talk a little bit of shit. I'm jumping off.
Wow. You are too funny, but I'm glad you hit me up to let me know who you is. So now
yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be crazy.
I seen the shit on my timeline. I'm like, oh, I fucks with her. I'm going to call Nicole and Jonah. You know what I mean? That's why I called you up, like, called the show. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I fucks with her. She cool people. Cause I remember you from back before, like, you know what I mean? So I called in, you know what I'm saying? Support your show and shit like that, you know.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it.
Since a lot of people say always be a jerk and stuff like that, you know, and I don't fuck with a lot of people, so you know what I'm saying. Like, I called your shit up, though, you know what I mean. But no, not too many other people. I call these shows up and all that. I don't do that. But you cool people, so I fuck with you, yo.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. Don't be a stranger, because we can always use a male point of view.
Oh, you get the raw point of view from me, like, honest, raw point of view.
This is a
sex
talk show,
like,
baby. It don't get no raw than this. This is a sex talk
show.
Oh,
nah, I give it to you raw. Like, I don't know. I give it to you raw.
No condom. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Raw, no condoms.
No.
That's the deposit kind of shit. Drop it, baby.
I ain't talking about end up in the clinic raw, you know what I'm saying? But but you know what I'm saying, though? You feel me? Like, I will, you know, I'll fuck with your show and shit, you feel me? Anytime. You cool people.
I appreciate it.
I give you the real point of view. You know, a lot of, you know, bitch-ass niggas, they ain't going to give you no real point of view. A lot of niggas ain't even fucking with a lot of bitches. I got, you know, I'm an older cat, so you feel me? Like, I ain't no young boy. Like, I've been through the trenches already, you feel me? So,
So when you say oldest, you're oldest, and how old are you? 34. Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a young boy. Everybody think I'm a young boy on there. They don't know me. You know, I really don't, you know, tweet my life and stuff like that on, you know, online. You know what I mean? You don't know who's watching that stuff. So I don't be putting, like, you know what I'm saying, like, my life and what I'm doing and pictures of me doing shit and all that. First days, and I don't do none of that crazy stuff, man. They can have that. I don't know who be looking at that stuff. But I'm 34, you feel me? And I've been through the trenches, you know what I'm saying? So I give you the, you know, the real point of views and all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I won't sugarcoat nothing. You feel me? We don't sugarcoat shit where I come from anyway. Camden niggas, we just be raw. Man. No, we not Camden niggas. We go in where I come from. You see the news, you Google it. Shit. We don't play.
Well, this has been a most definitely an interesting show, and we have come to the end of it. And Sunday is going to be interesting. Sunday is going to be interesting. But I would like to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, and make sure that you guys tune in Sunday night for Slow Jam Sundays, and then on Tuesday night we got Miss Roxy Reynolds, which is going to be quite interesting. So, everybody tune in, and we will holler at you on Sunday. Damn, I can't even sign to my fucking email. The fuck? But this is Shock Mommy signing off. You guys have a good night.